Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Perfecting Deliverance Radio, hosted by yours truly, Latoya Haley. We are live on every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and listen as my weekly guests are sharing testimonies of deliverance from strongholds, healing, and the powerful movement of God. As a result of Perfecting Deliverance Radio, many souls have been led to Christ. Call in to the station to speak live with my guests by dialing 347-989-1779 and pressing 1 on your keypad for questions or comments. Also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance or download the Blog Talk Radio app on Apple Store or Google Play. Follow me on Facebook at Latoya Haley or like my Perfecting Deliverance Ministries page. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Latoya Haley. You can email us at perfectingdeliverance1@yahoo.com. You can contact Perfecting Deliverance Ministries at 731-215-0236. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Good evening. You have reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio. I am your host, yours truly, Latoya Haley. And today is December the 2nd, 2015. And I was sitting here thinking, as the show was getting ready to begin, I said, Christmas is in 23 days. I'm just so overwhelmed and so outdone. But I'm so thankful. I'm more thankful than anything because I am saved and sanctified and I'm filled with His Holy Ghost. So I'm just so excited. I was excited for Thanksgiving Day. I was shouting the glory on Thanksgiving Day. And I said, this will be my first Christmas being saved. This will be my first New Year. So these are monumental days for me. So I'm excited. I'm going to try to contain myself tonight. But I said, I'm excited and so overwhelmed for what God is doing in my life. Today's show is entitled, It's a Family Affair with the Haleys. So you know what that means. That means that I'm going to have some people that I think may have gave birth to me. Not really sure, but no. My parents are going to be on this evening. My sister actually was not able to join us, LaCrista Bond. She's not able to join us on this evening, but she does send her love and her prayers, and I'm still thankful, and I love my sister dearly. So I just thank God for her. But just some station identification. Those of you that want to listen into the show, if you want to listen in by calling in, you can call into the station 347-989-1779. And at any time during the show, if you'd like to have questions, comments for myself or for my guests, on your keypad, you can press the number 1. It will send a signal to me to let me know that you do have a question or a comment. Also, you can listen online, which I know I've been figuring out a lot of people have been listening online besides calling in, too. So that's great. You can go online, www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance. So if you know anybody that wants to listen in, if they're at work, if they're out shopping, whatever the case is, they can also download the Blog Talk Radio app. That's the easy way to listen to it, too. And you can download that in the search bar, put in Perfecting Deliverance Radio. It'll bring you right to it. You can tap on it, tunes you right into the show. So a couple ways that you can do that, and you can listen into the show. So we appreciate everybody that is calling in. The lines are getting full, so I just thank God for everybody that is on the line on today. I'm just tell you a little bit about my day. I tell you what, I live in Middle West Tennessee, and I'm so thankful because it rained here for 4 days straight, and I mean poured raining, and then yesterday it was cloudy, but there's no rain. But I tell you what, on today, that sunshine was shining bright. When I woke up this morning, I said, Lord, I thank you, because I looked outside, the light was shining on my face this morning, and I was so thankful to see the sun. I said, you don't know what you have until it's gone. So I thank God for that, and it's supposed to be sunny for the next 4 or 5 days here, and it's going to warm up a little bit more, too. So thankful to see the sun shining on today. And I tell you, I said the last couple of days, I've been working on some things, and I've been praying to God, and I've been fasting about something I'm going to have this weekend, and also fasting about some direction on what I was wanting from God. And I tell you what, I made a phone call today, and God worked something out just in the nick of time, and I said, I'm so thankful for what He's doing in my life, for everything that He's showing me. He is God, and He is God alone. So I'm so thankful for that. And also, I said, my mother and I, we were out doing a little shopping today and looking for some things, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the San Bernardino shootout there at the Inland Regional Center that killed 14 people and injured 17, and there's still gunmen on the loose and everything. I tell you what, this world is so wicked. It's just so wicked. But I tell you what, when you get in the arms of the Lord, that's the safest place that you can be. There's no other place that I would rather be at this point than to be in the arms of God. So I'm so thankful. I'm sad about the people that lost their lives. I said, there's so many mass killings. I said, I know a couple broadcasts ago I had talked about the Paris killings, mass killings there, and just all the things that are continuing to happen. But I said, let's just lift them up in prayer as you go on your night and on, even on tomorrow, that we one that they catch the gunmen that have just went on a rampage and just shooting and killing people. But I just pray that those families that lost their that people lost their lives, that they find comfort and that they find peace in Jesus. So we know that there's no other way to have peace but to have but to be saved and with and have a life with God. So just so sad to hear about those killings that went on. But I tell you what, God is still on the throne, and we know that He is soon to come. And if you are listening in today and you're not saved, this is the time. It behooves you to give your life to Christ. And it doesn't matter where you are and what you may be going through. I always say, if you're going through something, and it doesn't matter what you're going through, what's the worst that could happen if you give it to God? Oh, He'll work it out. That's the worst thing that could happen. Everything could be solved. All your problems could be solved, and you can just cast your cares on Him. That's what He wants us to do, just to cast our cares on Him and let Him figure out the rest of it. Not we go back and pick it up, but just cast your cares, surrender all to Him, and He will work it out for you. So let's keep those people in prayer there in San Bernardino, California there. And I said I wanted to, again, tell you I'm just thankful for my guest that's going to be on tonight. I do have my mother and my father, Pastor George Haley. They will be on here briefly. And then Missionary Toy Haley, she's district missionary for our Tennessee Central Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction. So she is the district missionary for the Jackson District there as well. So at this time, I'm going to read a poem that I was finding, that I was looking through, and I found a poem that I wanted to read. It's entitled Family Reunion Prayer. And this one says, "Thank you so much for bringing us all here together today. Thank you for the wonderful blessing of family. Thank you for the similarities we have and the differences we enjoy. Thank you for the wisdom of age and the energy of youth. Thank you for the way you watch over us as individuals and the way you release your love unto us as a unit. Come bless our time together. Amen." And I said, I thought that was beautiful. This show is, again, it is all about family. And what we're going to be talking about tonight is the effects of homosexuality, the lifestyle, the effects that it has on a family. And we're going to be talking about it from my parents' side of view, so you can understand what they felt while I was in that lifestyle for such a long time, how it affected them, and how they overcame that, and how we are to where we are now, and what our relationship is like. So at this time, what we're going to do is take a small commercial break, and if you all want to get you something to drink, get you something to eat, just some popcorn, you can sit down, and we're just going to just have a good old-fashioned time tonight with my parents online and myself. I'm actually going to be asking them some questions, and we're just going to be just chit-chatting and talking. So you all just enjoy yourself. Again, the number here to the station is 347-989-1779. Call somebody. Tell them to call in. Tell them to listen in. They can go online, www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectanddeliverance. They can go online as well and listen in there too. So we're going to take a small commercial break, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
You got the dough?
Trying to get there.
All right, and you're washing the greens, right?
It's collard greens, look great.
This year, it's my time to add my flavor to the tradition. Then at long last comes the best part, honoring those who raised us.
Low prices on everything you need to share wonder every day. Walmart.
You got the dough?
Trying to get there.
All right, and you're washing the greens, right?
It's collard greens, look great.
This year, it's my time to add my flavor to the tradition. Then at long last comes the best part, honoring those who raised us.
Low low prices on everything you need to share wonder every day. Walmart.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars?
Mmm.
What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mmm.
Mmm. Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mmm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition? Or the ministries? These are all good things, but they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan. A simple plan to plug into God at a weekend service, to charge up in a small group community, to live out using your gifts and passions, and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
And we are back. Again, you've reached Perfect and Deliverance Radio, and the number to call in here to the station is 347-989-1779. And again, anytime throughout the show, if you have a question or comment for myself or for my guest, you can press 1 on your keypad, or you can also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Perfect and Deliverance. So, at this point, at this time here in the show, so we've had our commercials, I've had my poem, and I tell you what, now I think it's time for me to bring on, I'm going to call them, y'all, my mommy and my daddy. But I have Pastor George Haley, and I also have missionary Troy Haley on the line. Mother and Father, are you on the line this evening?
We are here.
We are here.
Good evening to you both. I thank you both for joining me on the line tonight. And I tell you, this is a treat. I get to interview all types of people, but I tell you what, I'm more nervous tonight for some reason, and I'm just interviewing my parents here, but I said I'm more nervous. I guess this it's a family affair with the Haley. So I said I'm so excited to have you both on the line and to be able to join me on tonight. You both are on the line. Thank you. I say you both are on the line tonight, but my father, Pastor George Haley, if you could just tell the callers just a little bit, just briefly, just a little bit about yourself and then my mother. You can go ahead and just tell us briefly a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to go on with the show.
Okay, let me say that I pastor in Milan, Tennessee. The church name is New Holy Temple Church of God in Christ there in Milan, Tennessee. We're associated with the Tennessee jurisdiction under the leadership of our industrial bishop, Bishop Brandon B. Porter. He's also general board member, and that's my superintendent. Is Superintendent Eddie Whitelaw.
Yes. Well, I thank you, Father. I thank you for being on the line. And Missionary Haley, are you on the line as well?
I am on the line, and I am so honored to have this opportunity to say something on tonight. I just thank God I am the mother of this beautiful daughter, LaToya, and I'm thankful that God has blessed me to be a first lady and has given me a ministry myself to minister to young women, and I just thank God for being saved and sanctified and being filled with the Holy Ghost on tonight.
Yes.
It's an honor to be having faith.
Oh, yes. Well, I said I thank you both just for telling the callers about you all, and again, you're not just my mother and father, but these are leaders in the church. And again, like I said, my father is my pastor, my only pastor. I don't church hop or go around and seeking out some other places to be. I attend my father's church, and I tell you what, I said I'm a musician, and I play the drums there as well at the church, and I also sing. I don't know if I've mentioned that on my previous shows, but I am a drummer. I've been playing since I was 5 years old. And maybe sometime some of you listeners will be able to listen in. I'm going to record. I'll be on a CD sometime early next year that I'm going to record on, and I'll make sure that I get some copies out, and maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll send out some copies and have a little contest or something on one of my shows on the radio show here. So just so thankful for the gifts that God has given to me, the talents that he has given me. And I said there's nothing but just talent if you don't actually use it and use it in the right way. So I said I thank God that I play gospel music and the talent that he's given me, that I use it the correct way. So just so thankful again. But to my parents, I said we're, again, our show tonight, we're talking about the effects of homosexuality on a family. And this show, this is why I wanted to have my parents on the line this evening. And this show is, what I wanted to do is to be able to help somebody. And if they know someone that's in the lifestyle of homosexuality, or if you actually are that person in it, I want you to know what it does to your family, especially if you have a close-knit family like myself. It's my sister, and it's my two parents, so it's just the four of us. But I tell you what, the effects of it, I really didn't know exactly from my standpoint. I know how it affected me, but I really wasn't aware of how it actually affected me, affected my parents and my sister, until after I had given my life to God. So just so thankful for that. But I tell you, this question that I have, I wanted to know. To my parents, how did you all know that there was something different about me?
Well, as your mother, mm-hmm. one of the things that I noticed was the type of people that you were hanging around, young ladies who were very masculine in their dress and in their demeanor, and that concerned me at the time, but I didn't realize how far this was going to go. I didn't realize that it was going to go beyond the fact that you were just, you know, hanging around these people and they were like friends of yours at that point. And so I noticed it, but it wasn't really noticeable until you yourself actually began to dress as a male and, you know, wearing the clothing and everything, and then, you know, eventually went into the lifestyle. So I didn't really notice it. I just didn't know that it was going to go that deep, at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. I understand. My father, are you on the line? I want to ask that question to you as well. How did you know that there was something different about me when I was younger, or did you even see anything?
Well, I didn't see anything, you know, when you're younger, but I did notice the change in the dress, the change in, you know, how you pretty much carried yourself, maybe the change in your demeanor and kind of how you spoke. These are things, you know, that I took notice of. You know, when you see a drastic change from one way to another, you know, as an individual, whether it be a father or whoever, you look at it and you kind of examine that. So this is when I first realized that there was a change in your life.
Well, I understand that, and I want to say something to the listeners that are listening in tonight. Pay attention to your children. I urge you to really pay attention to them, and especially at this time period. You're talking something that was 16, well, it was much longer than that. You're talking 20, 25 years ago when I really started changing, probably about the age of 10, maybe 10, 15, and I really started changing at that time period. And the time period when you're talking about in the 90s and you're talking about up to this point when we're in 2015, when 2016 is fastly approaching, we're in a different frame of mind. These children are in a different frame of mind. When you have transgender children and they're trying to implement transgender bathrooms in these schools, and they're doing it in some states, they're doing this, and they're voting on it, and people are agreeing to this and allowing children to change their dress and to change their sexuality, how they refer to themselves, and it's so different. This is not what was going on in the time period then, but I really, really urge parents to really pay attention to your children, because they will show you, and you will see definitely see a difference in them. I saw the difference in me, and this is something actually I had felt since the age of 6, and I've said that on my shows previously. I felt that for a lot of years, but it's something that I didn't act on until I was at the age of 21. So just I urge the parents and anyone, if you have grandchildren, if you have aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever it is, whoever it may be, I really urge you to actually really pay attention to the children and to the people that your children are hanging around, and the company that they keep, and the way that they dress, and the way that they act. It's no different than a person that is starting on drugs or a person that is becoming an alcoholic. They're going to change. And in this situation, I changed and started dressing very masculine and hanging around masculine people. So really pay attention, parents, really pay attention to your children as they may start to transform into someone else. So at the age of 21, and I moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and to someone I had never even met in person or anything, and I moved up and moved away. And at the age of 21, when I did that, and I didn't call my parents, you know, didn't text them, didn't do anything, what was going through you all's mind at that time when I just up and just left?
Well, I just want to, before I answer that question, I just want to reflect mm-hmm. back to what you mentioned about at 6 years old, and, you know, as your mother, I always dressed you as a little girl, and, you know, mm-hmm. with everything that a little girl would dream of having from the head to the toe. And so being a young parent, sometimes there are things we may not even see because they don't manifest themselves until later in life. But when, you know, you were 21 and left home, I was devastated because, first of all, we didn't know where you were. we just didn't know, because actually you, at that point in time, we had not seen you actually dress, you know, with a masculine lifestyle, because you were still living at home, and that was something that we weren't, you know, we didn't agree with or whatever. And so when you left home, we weren't sure what the circumstances were until later, when, you know, we actually heard from you, and had no idea that you had left the state of Illinois where we were living, and finally found out that you were in Memphis. And I remember your sister and I even drove to Tennessee trying to find where you were, and to no avail. And then finally I called my one of my sisters who was living in Tennessee at the time, and asked if she had seen you or heard from you. And at that point, you were at her house, and I just was so relieved just to know that you were alive, because in all reality, we didn't know whether you were dead or alive. And my first lady in Jackson, Illinois, kept me encouraged and said, no matter what the circumstances look like, just keep on praying. And that's what I did, because I was totally devastated, because you were still young and had been raised in the church, and not even knowing anything about the street life or anything, you know, still innocent to a you know, certain point. And so I was just devastated as your mother, and it was difficult for me to sleep at night sometimes, because I was just hurt, because I said, Lord, I do not know where my child is. And as you said, that was several years ago, so I can't even imagine what it would be like in today's times when people are being murdered so easily, you know, and we know that it was just the grace of God and the protection and the blood of Jesus that covered you all the time that you were gone. And so that's how I felt at that time. But we thank God that we have a good story to tell now. We just praise God for that.
That, and I said something that you said. I want people to know that are listening in, that everybody that is in this lifestyle does not have this same story. I want people to know that, because everyone doesn't make it out. There's people that leave here, whether they leave by the grave, or whether they leave here, you know, whether they're in a coma, whether they however it is that they leave from here. That everyone doesn't have the ability, and they don't have the luxury to make it out alive. And I tell you, every time that I wake up in the morning, I just tell the Lord, thank you, just for letting me see another day, just for bringing me out, just for bringing me to the place where I am now, because He didn't have to. He didn't have to allow me to come out of this lifestyle. He didn't. And for me to be in it for so long, for 15 years, that's a long time. You have kids that are that age that are 15 years old. My niece is not even 15 years old. And I was in it the whole entire time up to her age now that I've been in that lifestyle, that I was in that lifestyle. But I tell you what, God's saving grace and His mercy, I tell you, it's just amazing what He did in my life, and how He just came in and He just cleaned me up, and He threw away everything that I had on me, in me, through me, everything. He threw away everything, and He made me the woman that I am now. And if you all haven't seen me, go to my Facebook page, Latoya Haley, or you can go to Latoya Haley page too, or you can also go to my Perfect and Deliverance Ministry page. Tell someone to look at it. They can look at the before and after pictures. I don't even look like the same person. And I tell you, one of my friends, he actually just called me. He probably forgot that I was on the air. And I tell you what, I had went up to this dealership a couple days ago, and I've known him for a long time, and it's amazing because I recognized him. We walked by each other. And I recognized him, and he didn't even know who I was, because he's never seen me as the woman that I am now. And I just started laughing, and then he finally stopped, and he turned around, and he looked at me, he said, Latoya? And I said, yes, it's me. He said, I can't believe it. He said, you look beautiful. He said, you look so free and so different. And he said, and I just love it. And I tell you, that's the reaction that that you'll get. I tell you, when you come out of something like that, and it doesn't have to be that you were masculine. You can be a woman that was feminine and in that lifestyle. But I tell you what, when God cleans you up, you will look different. You'll carry yourself different. Your approach will be different. I said, I have men that try to talk to me, and it's certain guys that if they know that they're all rough and beat up and everything, they won't even try to approach me because of the woman that they see before me, before them now. So I just thank God just for cleaning me up, just for doing the work that he has done on me. And, again, let me pause here. Let me just let everybody know, again, anytime during the show, if you have a question, if you have a comment for myself or for Pastor Haley or for Missionary Haley, you can press 1 on your keypad, and that'll, like I said, that'll let us know that you have a question or comment for them. And I do have someone right now that has either a question or comment. The last 4 of your number is 1651. If you could just tell us where you're calling from and your name, and you're live on the air.
Hi, Sister LaToya and Missionary LaToya, Elder. I'm Missionary Toy, Elder Haley. My name is Sharon Cobb, and I'm finally getting a chance to talk to y'all. So God bless you.
Yes.
I'm calling from Irving, Texas. And
you
were talking
you.
About the weather earlier, and we've had the same kind of weather here, but it's trying to warm up, but it's still cold. I had to turn my heat on tonight. Freezing in this house.
Yes.
But God
Lord.
Is good. You know, we've had a lot of flooding here too, but thank God he has kept us in this area where I am. It's been around us in Fort Worth and Dallas, but not right where I am. So I thank God I'm right between Dallas and Fort Worth, and God has allowed the storm to pass by us. So I thank God for his protection. But I just wanted to say, Sister LaToya, I joined the Facebook page, the Kojic Facebook page, maybe about 6 months ago. And I always look on there, you know, because some things just come over to my personal feed. But I looked on there and I saw when you posted the first picture of yourself, the before and after picture. And I would just, I'm thanking God, and I would just never forget how many likes you got and how many shares. I remember, and I don't know the exact number, but if my memory serves me right, because this was so recent, I remember over 6,000 shares, 6,000 likes that you got for your testimony. And so many people were touched by what your testimony, you know, was. And I just thank God for him doing what he's doing in your life and for your life being, you know, that door that's opening up for so many other people. And I have talked to a couple of people about you here in Texas. So don't be surprised if you get some calls to come and give your testimony to some young folks here, because they need to hear your testimony.
Yeah,
and some older folks do too, but definitely want to touch the young folks. We definitely want to touch some of these young people and let them know that their life is so precious and time is so short. God can do anything but fail, and he can bring them out of that lifestyle and give them a new life where they will be running for him. So I'm so proud of you. I thank God for you. Thank God for you, missionary, and for you, elder. You all have raised a wonderful daughter. I haven't met you personally, but just talking to you on Facebook and just seeing how you post the pictures, I'm so godly proud of what God is doing in your life.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
You all have done a wonderful job. God bless all of you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be coming to visit you all sometime next year, God willing. I'm going to have to save my nickel so I can come and see you all so we can shout together.
We'll be glad to
meet
you.
You all have a blessed night. I just wanted to make sure I get a chance to chime in. God just blessed me with a new job, and I've been in training this week. So when you were on the air before, I wasn't able to get on, you know, and say anything. But now since my schedule has changed, I'm at home earlier. So now I'll be able to hear you. So I thank God for that, too.
Amen.
Well, amen. Well, God bless
you.
We thank you. Thank you. Ms. Cobb, we thank you for your kind words that you've given us, and for coming on the line tonight, and just for everything that you've said. I just appreciate you. And I was, it's funny that she had mentioned about the Kojic page. I had went on a page that I had put my first picture on back in the beginning of August, I believe, and it was on one page on there on Facebook on a particular group. And I was looking at it the other day, and I said, well, let me check it out and see just what's on there. And I tell you what, it was up over 25,000 people had liked it, and I can't even remember how many comments and how many times it was shared. But I tell you what, it's been my testimony. I just thank God for the lives that it's touching, and for people that are seeing what it is that God can do, the transformation that God can do in your in and on your life, that He can do, and that it's real, that this is real. And it doesn't matter what the world may say, you know, that we were born this way, that it's okay for us to get married. It's not okay. And the Bible clearly states that that it's not okay for a man to lay with a man or a woman to lay with a woman. So just so thankful again for Sharon Cobb for being on the line, for the beautiful words that she gave us. And again, the I was just reflecting again just on everything. I said, sometimes I just sit here and I just get overwhelmed, and I just get almost get teary-eyed just thinking about what God has done, that He's done in my life. But to my parents, with me, you know, with me being in that lifestyle for 15 years, like I said again, that's almost half of my life. I'm only 36, and with me being in that lifestyle for 15 years, what was your process while I was in bondage?
Well, you know, as a father and being the head of the household, you know, you've got to keep your family together, and I realize, you know, that I've got a younger daughter also as well, and then also in life, you know, you have to move on, and somehow you got to be able to function and go to work, you know, carry on the church service. So life has to move on, but. Let me tell all the listeners, the one thing about it, you never give up on your children, and you keep on praying. You know, this is a faith walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. And realize that God will bring you out no matter what the conditions are, no matter what the circumstances are, God will bring you out. And you stay with God, have a life of prayer and fasting. You know, your children, while they're young at home, they ought to see their parents. I'm talking about husband and wife. They ought to see their parents praying. They ought to see their parents fasting. They ought to see their parents reading the Bible. They ought to see the faithfulness of their parents. One thing about it, and LaToya knows that, she can tell you that we have trained her. And she's what we call a PK child. She's a preacher's kid. All she knows is church. So she's been trained, and we've raised her. We brought her up, and we taught her. But the children should see their parents praying. They should see them doing those type of things in a church that will keep them lifted up.
Right. That is so true. Prayer and fasting. These things go out by prayer and fasting. And with this being a stronghold, this is not something that people can take lightly. The devil has power. Now, God has all power, but we have to remember that the devil was once in heaven, and he had some power and some, you know, he reigned with God up there, and he just did some things. He wanted to build his own kingdom, and he got kicked out of heaven, and now he is in hell, which is where he is. But I tell you what, he has his imps that are out doing his work, and that's why you have these things, all these mass shootings, these things going on in San Bernardino and over in Paris, all these different mass shootings, because he has his imps just out just doing his work, because he is trying to build his kingdom up, the kingdom that he has established. He's trying to bring as many people to join him in hell. And I tell you what, me being a woman of God and me being in that lifestyle for so long, I don't want to die and go to hell. I'm gonna tell you that right now. And it's I know my great grandmother used to say it, and I posted a poem, or posted a reading that she had put, that she had wrote on my page the other day. She used to write for the Whole Truth magazine, and if you all get some time, it's called The Chastening. Go online and check that out. But she always used to say that Jesus is soon to come. And when I was little, she would say that, and I was just like, okay, well, he's soon to come. Well, when is he coming? Because I went from me being 5 years old to I'm 10, to I'm 15, to I'm 20, to I'm 25, and he's soon to come, but he hasn't came yet. But I tell you what, he is coming. And every day, every minute, every second, every hour, he's closer to him coming. And I don't want to be I'm not ready when he comes. And you all, if you're on this line and you're listening in and you're not saved and you haven't given your life to God, it's today is the moment, because you don't know if you'll be able to take your next breath. You don't know when God will come back, and he's coming back for a church. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and we want to be ready when he comes. And we're going to go to the line right now. I do have a caller that has either a question or a comment. Last four of your number is 1073. If you can tell us your name and where you're calling from, and you're live on the air.
Yes, my name is Joan, and I'm calling because I have a situation with my daughter. I have you as my Facebook friend, and honestly, I feel very, hopeful for this whole situation ever since I saw that page with you, with your before and after picture. And I'm just thankful for the Lord, because I know he's going to do great things in your life and in my family's life. He's asking us, yes, to go to the next level. I have been raised by Christian parents and grandparents, and I sing at church, and none of that keeps the enemy away. He will always be lurking around, and this is why my daughter is in the situation she's in. But I know she's not going to remain there. I know for a fact. But there was a time where I was really desperate, and as soon as I saw that Facebook page, I was like, oh, my God, this is something that is confirming that this is going to happen. So I'm really hopeful, and I thank you, and I bless you for being so, forward with the whole situation, because a lot of people just like try to cover things up and forget about it. But this is good that it's open, and it's good. It's just good, period. Your whole testimony, I'm so grateful for it.
Well, I thank you, Joan. My mother is on the line. Mom, if you can give her some words of encouragement for her and her family, please.
Yes, I was just thinking about how shrewd the enemy is, because as Christian parents, the devil realizes that he cannot get us to turn back on God. So what he does, targets the next best thing closest to our heart, which is our children. And I tell people all the time that if no one else prays for our children, we as parents must pray for them.
Amen.
Now, we thank God that we had, we not only pray for our children, but we had many people that were praying for our daughter, and we thank God for that. But my advice to you is to do what it sounds like that you've already been praying for her. And it is an encouragement to see someone else see their deliverance and hear of their deliverance and their testimony of deliverance. This is, it reminds me of the scripture that says that we overcame by the word of our testimony and, the blood of the Lamb. So this our testimonies can be such a great tool in encouraging others. And so we will join you in prayer for your daughter, because we know that there's nothing too hard for God. God is a deliverer, and regardless of what the enemy is doing, God is still in control, and he can do anything but fail. God bless you.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Joan. We thank you for being on tonight, and we will be lifting you up, lifting you and your family up in prayer. I just thank God for you calling in on tonight. And again, there is nothing, there's nothing too hard for God. And again, I'm a witness, and you see my testimony, and I was in that lifestyle
mm-hmm.
A lot longer than a lot of people. I haven't met too many women or men that were in the lifestyle longer than myself. So if he can do it for me, and that's why I said if he can do it for me, he can and he will do the same for you. He's not a respected person, and he'll do the same for your family as well. So you just continue just to pray and just to lift her up, and you continue to fast and never give up hope, because God is able. He is still able to do all abundantly. So just thank you for you calling in for your about your family, and we will be praying for you. We just thank you wholeheartedly just for calling in. You contact me on Facebook, and you keep me updated on everything that's going on, and we will be lifting you up in prayer. God bless you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. And again, I said we thank all the callers that are calling in. Those of you that are listening on line as well, if you want to join in on the discussion here that we're having, or have a comment or a question, if you don't want to ask anything online, over the phone by calling in, you can also inbox me. You can inbox me anytime during the show. You can go to either one of my pages. You can go to Latoya Haley. That's LATOYA Haley, HALEY. And I do have a page too as well that I started. Or you can also go to my Perfect and Deliverance Ministries page. If you want to inbox me there and it's something personal that you don't want to ask on air, you can do that. You can go there as well, and we can talk about it. We can pray about it. Whatever it is that we need to do, we can do that there. But I'm thankful for everyone that's calling in and listening in on tonight. But again to my parents, when you guys would talk with me, because I lived away from you for a long time, and I worked on the road, so I would be all over the country. I was all over the place, and I was working. But I obviously wasn't saved, and I wasn't I hadn't gave my life to God. But when I was in that lifestyle, what was going through you all's mind when you would talk to me?
Well, you know, let me say this as a father, I always a lot of time, you know, we wouldn't hear from Toy for a long time. But one thing about it that both of us did, we always prayed. And let me tell the listeners, everybody that's going through the situation like this or facing this, keep your prayer window open. Keep on praying. And when we would see when she would come home, and we felt good when she'd come home, before she would leave, we would put oil on her hand, and then we would pray for her, and we would touch her and anoint her. There's times that she didn't even know that we had oil on her hand. So what I'm saying is, if nobody else keeps on praying, the mother and father, you've got to keep on praying, and know this: that prayer changes things. Prayer will change that situation. Prayer will change that circumstance. Prayer will change the conditions. So keep on praying. We would anoint her, and she wouldn't even know anything about it that we anointed her with oil. We lay hands on her, and then at nighttime, the Holy Ghost would have us up praying at different hours of the nighttime. If nobody else prays for your children, the parents should be the praying one.
Yes, yes. Same question to my mother. When you would talk to me when I was in that lifestyle, what was going through your mind as my mother?
Well, I was very concerned at all times about your safety, because as your dad said many times, you know, we didn't know where you were, but it was a blessing because we could find out a few things through your sister, and we thank God for that. But one of the things that I had to learn, and it was a hard lesson, because I can remember that many times when you would call because I hadn't heard from you, I would fuss at you and scold mm-hmm. you because you hadn't called. And I was always throwing a scripture at you and telling you that Jesus was coming. I'd send you texts and things because I just did not want you to be lost. I didn't want you to die out there in sin. But I had to learn that that was not the right approach to take, because all that would do is to cause you to distance yourself from me. And I remember one time you talked to your dad and you said, every time I talk to Mom, all she does is fuss at me. And that hurt me, but it taught me, rather than say much, to pray much. I learned a great lesson yeah. from that, because I said that at all cost, I did not want us to be distant from each other to the point where you didn't want to have anything to do with me as your mother. And so I decided, I said, well, Lord, when all else fails, we know that prayer works. Because sometimes I would just be walking through the house in the course of the day, and I would just be pleading the blood of Jesus over your soul. Or I'd get up to go to the restroom during the night. It may be 2 or 3 in the morning, and I could hear the Spirit of the Lord say, she's in trouble, pray, hallelujah. I could feel the presence of God. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get
thank
down
Lord.
In prayer and cry out to God. I said, Lord, spare her life. Spare her soul.
Mm.
Don't let her be
yes.
lost. Hallelujah. So I just want to say that the blood of Jesus,
yes.
all it can cover, and I tell you what, prayer can go where no one else can go, where a person can't be. Even if we're not able to be there, prayer, we can send prayer there.
Mm.
And God will answer prayer. So I just thank the Lord that he would put in my spirit, because in the beginning of all of this, I couldn't rest at night. As I said earlier, I would be up and I couldn't sleep because I was worried, and I would walk the floors and getting no sleep. And as time began to go on, I began to see that this wasn't going to do me any good. So I began to pray and fast. And as you said earlier, that scripture about this kind, I said, Lord, this is a stronghold. I can't talk this thing out. I can't fuss at her. That's not going to change. I said, but I know that prayer can change the situation. So I just thank God. I'm just happy on tonight. I tell you, I glorify God. And every time I look at you, I tell you, my soul is just overwhelmed with great joy in the Lord.
Yes. I thank you all for your words. They got me over here crying, y'all. But I tell you what, there is nothing like the prayers of the saints, because they availeth much. And it doesn't matter if it's your parents, but you have to keep on praying. You have to keep on fasting. It doesn't matter what it looks like, because I tell you what, the last year before I gave my life to God, God started to work on me, and I didn't even know it. I know it now, but I know the things that he started to do, and he was taking it, that whole feeling that I was having towards women in that sense, he was taking that away from me. And I didn't even know it. I was discussing that with my mother the other day. I said it had got to the point where I was physically sick. I was physically disgusted by the thought of me being with another woman. And I tell you what, that is how you know that God is working on you, that he's dealing with you. Because I would go to church, and I felt like I was okay just because I was going to church. But I tell you what, when I would get out of that service and everything, I would go home and I would just cry and cry and cry. And I didn't know why, because there wasn't anything going on bad with the person that I was seeing. But I tell you what, God was convicting me is what he was doing, because I knew what I was doing was not pleasing to him. And I knew that if I continued to do it, if I died in hell, I was going to lift my eyes. So just know, just to continue to pray, to continue to fast, continue to lift God up. And the thing is, something that my mother said, don't, I know that you may want to scold the children and jump on them and everything, and that's not something that you can do. And I tell you what, once that stopped, and it was still some years later, but our relationship between the two of us, it got a lot better, because when I would call and I would talk to her, we would just talk. But I said, all of that went away. She wasn't doing that scolding anymore. so we would just talk. But I tell you what, she was still praying and she was still fasting. So I'm just so thankful for what it is that they did. But I have someone that actually just sent me a message, and her question was, what if you don't have parents that covered you in prayer? And that's a question to either one of my parents that want to answer that.
Well, let me say that if you don't have a parent, you know, that as they say can get a prayer through, you definitely have a pastor. Okay? You have a preacher or a pastor that you can go to, and he's the pastor of a man of praying, then he can pray for you. But I would definitely encourage families to pray for their children. And you know, let me say this also, that what we have to do is we have to turn our children over to the Lord, because if we try to fix things out, something, it doesn't work out too good. But I tell you what, there's nothing too hard for God. And if you don't have you can't get a prayer through or pray, I would encourage you to see your pastor, or if you know someone, amen, that can get a prayer through, okay? But in the meantime, be working on yourself so that you can get a prayer through, because there's nothing like the individual parents praying for their children.
Right. That's a good question to the young lady that sent me that question. I thank God for you. I hope that you're listening in and that answered your question. But now that I've been delivered, now that I've been set free, now that God has sanctified me and he's done a number of things on me, this is a question is to my parents. What advice do you have for parents or for family members or for friends or for someone? What advice do you have for someone that is in that lifestyle, or if they are the person that's actually presently in it? What advice do you all have for them?
One of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 11:28-30, where Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And he goes on to talk about how his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And so for anyone, and most times we know that any type of sin, regardless of what it is a struggle when you're in it, because you can't find peace. And the reason there's no peace, because in every man's life there's a void until he or she decides to come to the Lord. And so if a person is struggling in something and truly want to get out of that, the Bible said, Jesus said, to just come to him. Just even if you don't understand everything about salvation, just tell the Lord, "I'm tired. I surrender my life to you," and just give your life to him, and everything will begin to change. And that's about the best advice I can give, because there is no other way. There's no complete or total peace outside of God. There just isn't. And we see that in the world with everything that's going on. And we know that even after you get saved, it doesn't mean everything will be perfect in our lives and always go our way. But one thing about it, regardless of what we go through, when we have the Lord in our lives, we can go through that thing because Jesus is on board with us to help us through any situation that we might encounter. So that's the thing that's most important. Just give it to God. Give your life to God, because, you know, my grandmother would always say that is usually the point of where a person can be saved, when they are just tired and they're just it seems like there's no hope. So then you just say, okay, I've tried everything. There has got to be a better way, and we know that the better way is Jesus.
Yes. And that when I gave my life to God, for those of you, if this is the first time you've listened in or if you haven't heard my testimony, when I was at work one day and I was on my lunch break and I was eating, I got finished eating, and I was just sitting there and tears just started to roll down my face. And I tell you, I said I was just so overwhelmed, and I didn't know what I was feeling. But I knew that I was crying, and it's I picked up the phone and I called my mother, and I started talking to her, and I was just crying and just crying continuously, and I told my mother, I said, I'm tired. I'm just tired. And she said, well, what are you tired of, baby? What's wrong? Let me get your father on the phone. And both her and my father were both on the line, and I started telling them what I was tired of. And I tell you what, when God comes in and when you open up your heart to him, and he can work on you, but you have to want it. You have to surrender your all. I have people that message me all the time, and they say, well, I'm having this struggle, and I want to do this, and I want to get saved, but I'm enjoying what it is that I'm doing. And I tell people, when you're tired of doing something, you'll fix it. You will fix it. I promise you will. When you're tired of doing something, you're tired of going through something, you're tired of whatever it is, you will do something about it. And my father used to tell me that all the time. You get tired of something, you'll fix it. And that's exactly what I did. I got so tired that I just surrendered my all, literally sitting in my vehicle, and I gave my life to God at work. It doesn't matter where God comes in and where he saves you. He did it for me then because my heart was open, my mind was open, I was ready to receive what God had for me. I had been walking in it, but I wasn't ready to receive it. I wasn't ready to walk in it, but I knew. My mom used to tell me all the time, even from when I was a little child, she said, you have a calling on your life. You have a gift. You have talents. You have a calling on your life. I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear that because her grandmother told her that. And now you have my mother that's telling me that. And I'm like, no, you know, I don't want to hear that. But I tell you what, God had a calling on my life. And that's why I am where I am today. Everything that I have, everything that I've done has been because of him. And I give God all the glory and all of the praise for what he has done for me, for the transformation that he has done on my life, everything that he has taken me through. I don't regret anything that he's taken me through. I can't have any regrets out of life. I said, when I got saved, I just wish that is something that I would have done sooner. But I tell you what, God does everything in his own timing. And everything that's going on now, I said, I went from being Saul to now being Paul. I made this transformation. So now I'm running and I'm trying to bring all these people to Christ because I don't want anybody to be lost. Because I was lost for such a long time, and I don't want anybody to be lost, anyone to lose their life, and they have a chance right now. You have a time right now to get your life together. So I'm just so thankful for my parents, just for joining on the line tonight. I'm just so thankful, just so overwhelmed for what God has done in my life, the place that he has brought me to, and the places that he's taken me to. So I'm just so thankful. Again, I'm going to have my parents, they can go ahead and give their information on how they can be reached. But again, before we leave out on the call, if you have a question or comment, press 1 on your keypad. Let us know that you have a question or a comment. But at this time, my parents, if you can just tell us where we can reach you. If someone wants to reach out to you, message you, contact you in any way, what's the best way that we can reach out to you, where your church located, everything.
All right. You can reach me by Facebook Messenger, Missionary Toy Haley, or my email address is mftoihaley@yahoo.com. And our church is, we also have a Facebook page, New Holy Temple, Church of God in Christ, in Milan, Tennessee.
Wonderful. All right, my dad, are you on the line? If you can tell the callers if they want to reach out to you, how they can reach you as well.
Okay, you can reach me I'm on Facebook, Elder George Haley on Facebook. And my email address is GEORGED, as in dad, haley@yahoo.com, and you know, you can reach me at that information.
Also, if anyone would be interested in visiting our church, we're located at 4017 Southwest Front Street in Milan, Tennessee. Our Sunday school is at 10 a.m., and we also have morning worship at 11:30. And then on Tuesday evening, we have YPWW Bible study at 7 p.m.
All right, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you all for your information and everything, how the callers can reach out to you. I do have someone on the line right now that has either a question or a comment. The last four of your number is 8106. And if you can just tell us your name and where you're calling from, and you're live on the air.
Hi, Sister Victoria. My name is Evangelist Joyce Williams, and I'm calling from Ratcliffe, Kentucky. My question that I want to ask you, I was born and raised in the Church of God in Christ, been all my life, and my children were, and now my grandchildren are. But my question is, I see that you was raised in the church. How did you go into that lifestyle when you knew your teaching? How did you override that?
That is something that I actually, again, I was feeling those feelings at the age of six. And I just continued just to go in that. And actually, the person that I was feeling these feelings for actually was in church as well. And I know at 6 years old, you really don't know much, but I'm a person that at the age of six was just like the age of 10 or the age of 12. I was having those feelings, and I continue to have those feelings, even though I was made to go to church because we were raised in the church. I wasn't grown or anything, so we were made to go to church. So I tried to fight those feelings, I dated guys, you know, for a while when I got older, and it's not something that I was comfortable with. I had no attraction for men, and it's not like a man came in and they did anything to me. I wasn't molested as a child. I tell people that's not what happened to me. This is just something that I just felt, and I continue to have those feelings. And I recall sometimes that I would have, I had this one guy that I was dating that actually he was gay, and he was actually seeing a guy, and his mother didn't know it, and I actually was trying to talk to some girls. So my parents didn't know that, and I know they're probably going to be shocked when they hear this now, but the guy, he would come over to the house, and he would come and pick me up, and I would go with some girls, or he would have a girl in the car for me, and his boyfriend would be in the car. And that's just what I did. And even though we were born and raised and grew up in a holiness church, it's just something that I made a decision, and I always tell people, you make a decision to do this. Again, you weren't born this way, and the thing is, if we were born that way, that means that God made a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes, so we weren't born this way. Everybody has a choice, and it's a choice that I made. I chose to do it just like a person chooses to be an alcoholic. Nobody forces you to do anything. It's a choice that you make, and it's a choice that I made for me to be in that type of lifestyle. So I just thank God for where I am now, because I didn't have to make it out of that, and I'm just so thankful that I did.
Okay.
Excellent. That's an excellent question.
And let me say this, right now what I'm going through is with my granddaughter, and she told her mother that she thought she was gay. She's not for sure, but then she said she thought she was. But then we began to pray and talk to her, you know. But then I found out it was a lot of the girls that she's running with, and I didn't know they were, because, like you said, a lot of them don't dress as a man. You know, they still feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she didn't know for sure, but she said she felt like that the boys didn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all I told my daughter, that we will pray for her. And I noticed that she's not hanging around them girls anymore. But then if she brought it up and she felt that way, I was thinking, you know, is she just suppressing, or is she just changing, because she found out how her mother felt about it, and she's right now she's 15.
Okay. Is she on Facebook by any chance?
Yeah, she's on Facebook.
If you can do me a favor, are you my friend on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If after at some time, if you can send me her name, if it's okay with you,
mm-hmm.
and I actually
mm-hmm.
would like to talk to her,
mm-hmm.
even though she's 15. That's a very tender age, and that's a very impressionable age
mm-hmm.
to speak with, and for me to hear that she might be that scares me, and I want to try to help her and to talk to her as to what it is that she's feeling and what we can do about it to maybe prevent.
Okay, the thing about it, she don't
mm-hmm.
know I know. Her mother shared
okay.
it with me, but she don't
okay.
know that I know.
Okay, I understand. But, I'll tell you what we'll do then. My mother and my father and myself, we will lift her up in prayer, because I don't want to cause any issues between
mm-hmm.
you and your family and your
mm-hmm.
And your daughter and your grandchild. So I will lift her up in prayer, and my parents will do the same, and we will continue to pray for her. And
amen.
If something changes in the future and she does know that you know and you want to, and if I can reach out to her, I would love to. But if not, we know
okay.
that prayer, I don't have to necessarily talk to her. I would love to talk to her, but we know that prayer can do much more than even me saying something to her. And
mm-hmm.
I would love to pray for her. So we'll do that, and you continue to pray for her and to lift her up. Continue to pray and fast. The mother, continue to pray and fast. That's the best tools that I can say. And for that stronghold, because we know that prayer, prayer works. And
mm-hmm.
prayer changes things. So I said, we will make sure that we lift her up in prayer. I thank you for your questions. Those are beautiful questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have another caller that's on the line. Last four of your phone numbers, 4956. If you can tell us your name and where it is you're calling from, you're on the air.
Hi, Latoya, it's Benita, and I'm calling from South Carolina. And
mm-hmm.
I know you and I, we have talked
mm-hmm.
one-on-one, but,
mm-hmm.
and, well, my question is, and you know my story where
mm-hmm.
I was engaged to a female, and
mm-hmm.
she went to church, and she got saved, and she asked
mm-hmm.
God to take her away from the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, I have friends that I have been friends with for quite a few years, and
mm-hmm.
it's I don't want to, like, just cut them off, but how do you handle, because they have their own opinion as far as they feel there's nothing wrong with the same sex being together.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't want the negativity because I'm trying to do right and straighten my life out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how
mm-hmm.
do you handle that situation without, like, just saying, you know, I'm done with our friendship because you have your thoughts and I have my thoughts?
Well, the type of person that I am, when I got saved, and when I really got saved and gave my life to God, that's what I had to do. As much as it pained me, and I tell you, I cried. My mother is a witness. I
yeah.
cried. I cried. I cried. I cried because I did. I had to give up all my friends, and I had to give up everything. I gave up clothes. I mean, jewelry, all my friends, everything. I even moved. I moved from where I was. I moved 10 hours away from where I was.
Wow.
I gave up everything, literally, job, everything. And I can't remember if I had told you all that, but I gave up everything, including friends. And friends
mm-hmm.
that are morally good people, but they are still in that lifestyle. And I knew that I would go back to them and go back to their lifestyle first before they would come to my side. So
right,
I had to make a separation. But you know what? All the friends that I had, and I'm a person, I'm a friendly person, very outgoing. Y'all can tell. You see all these people. I got two pages on Facebook because I love people. So all these people that I lost, all my friends that I had to give up, some just stopped being my friend because I got saved, and the majority of them I had to give up myself. But I gave those people up, but I tell you what, God gave me three times the amount of friends that I had before that. Now, those people that were in that lifestyle, I still pray for them. I still love them. I still care for them because I want their souls to be saved. Even every ex-girlfriend that I had, I pray for those women because I want them to be saved still.
Right.
But I tell you what, darkness cannot walk with light. It cannot mix. So you can't have both. You can't have your friends and you're still hanging with these people and still talking to them. I was talking to a young lady the other day telling her the same thing. She said, "I, if I don't have my friends, I feel like I'm not going to have anything. But I tell you what, if you continue to have these friends and continue doing what you're doing, you're not going to have anything, including your soul. So what's more important to you, your soul, where you're going to go in after this life? Because this is just the earth. This is not what we're living for. This is not what we're working for. We're working to go to heaven. That is my goal, is to get to heaven. So I don't care about if I don't have friends down here on earth. And it's okay to cry. It is okay. It is okay. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more after the show as well. But I just want you to know that when you surrender your all to God, I'm telling you, it's the best thing that you can do. It's the best possible thing that you can do. Even when it seems dim, even when it seems grim, even when you feel like you have nobody, and that's how I felt. Even though I was saved and I had gave my life to God, I felt like I had nobody, nothing, or no one. But I tell you what, after I went through my little period there, God showed me. He showed me exactly what it is that I needed to see. And the place where I am now, I said, I'm not bored. I'm not sad. This is the happiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm actually content. And I'm the person that's used to going to clubs and flashing, having all these flashy cars and these women and all this different stuff that I used to do. But God took all of that away from me, and He gave me where I am now, and I'm just thankful. And He can do the same thing for you. He doesn't have to just do it for me. He didn't stop saving and stop healing and stop delivering when He did that for me. He can do the same for you. But just know that. Know that I love you. If you don't have any other friends out there, if nobody else wants to talk to you, you know that you can always inbox me. You know that you can call me. You have my number. You know that you can contact me. You can reach out to me, and you can talk to me at any time. But God is still healing. He's still a Savior. But I do want to talk to you after the show. I only have a few more minutes left, and I said we're going to be off the air here. But I do thank you, Benita, for calling in. And you don't have to cry. You don't have to cry. It's going to be all right. I promise you that. It is going to be all right. But I thank you for calling in, and God bless you, okay?
All right. Same to you.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Yes, to the young lady from South Carolina. When we first become saved, we are babes in Christ, and so it is so important to be careful of who your circle of friends are, because, as LaToya said, if you're not able to draw them, that's what's most important. You don't want them to pull you back out. So just remember, I don't know if you were listening a while ago, I mentioned the scripture in Matthew 11:28, where Jesus said to just come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just turn your life completely over to the Lord, and the Lord will give you a new set of friends. Just want to encourage you, darling.
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you. God bless you, Benita.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, I just thank God for everyone that has called in tonight. I'm definitely almost at the end of my show, but I tell you what, those of you that may have questions or comments after the show, inbox me. Please inbox me. If you have my personal phone number, call me. Call me. And I said, we can talk. We can talk further. We can pray. Whatever it is that we need to do, just know that I'm here. And again, I'm going to be back here on next Wednesday. Again, we're going to do it all over again, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, if you want to reach me on Facebook, you can reach me at Latoya Haley, L-A-T-O-Y-A, Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. I do have page one, which is full, but page two, I started another page, y'all. So if you want to send me a friend request or if you want to inbox me, you can go to my page two. And you can talk with me there, send me a friend request. And also, I will have a 24-hour prayer line that I'm going to be doing. That phone number, again, is 731-215-0236. And you can call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also text message it. So if you don't want to just specifically call in, you can let us know your name, number, and what it is that you need prayer for. And one of my constituents will get back with you, and they will pray with you, and I will do the same as well. So just, again, thank you to my parents, again, for being on the line tonight, Pastor
thank
George
you.
Haley, and
thank
for
you.
Missionary Toy Haley for being on the line tonight. I just thank you all. I love you both. I'm just so
love
thankful.
You.
But you all on this weekend, on this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Ruth Conference in Florissant, Missouri. If you're in the St. Louis area and you can stop by, inbox me. Inbox me, I'll give you the address. It is $12, I believe, for registration for you to come in. And it's from 10 to 2 Central Standard Time that day. But I'm going to be there. I'm going to be speaking on a panel discussion on that day. So I'm thankful, Evangelist Stacy Clayton, for inviting me up to speak on this Saturday. So if you're in the St. Louis area, please join us. And again, we just thank you all for being here and listening in tonight. This call is going to be uploaded to my three different pages on tonight. I'm going to tag my parents, and they can share it on their pages as well, and it'll be in the different groups too. So just thankful for everyone that listened in. On Monday at 7 a.m., we're going to have our prayer call, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. So if you have time, you can listen in, do that, and we would love to have you on the line there as well. So just thank God. I love you with the love of Christ, and I thank God for everyone that was on this evening. I'm going to take us out with a song. We've got about a minute and a half left, so we're going to take us out with a song, and we just thank God for everyone this evening. Have a blessed evening. Be safe, and again, enjoy the sun. Again, tomorrow I'm going too. I know I am. So have a good weekend.
You know, my friend Stephen Morris, the world knows him as Stevie Wonder, he wrote a song some years ago and said, let's just have a talk with God. So here's my conversation. God says, if you only if you only knew the power that I have, exactly what I can do. Ooh. And if you only knew the truth, he says all that I am already lives inside.